turn around. And when I look at, I work with OpenACS, and then I look at Zope, one of the problems that I find with these frameworks is the steep learning curve that is required for us to adopt or to finish the product. And as developers, we feel very uncomfortable going and trying to figure out why Zope has done it this way, and we'll say, oh, they've just gone in the wrong way without looking at how we go about doing something as complex as this. So I think 75 is not a problem, and I think Bob Doyle is doing something that is really interesting that I'm going to be looking at more in detail, is that out of that 500, maybe only 5 of them are products you can target to organizations that have 50,000 people, 100,000 people, or there are 200, 300, 500,000 pages that you need to do to work at. So I don't think it has to do with whether it's Apache or for us it's AOL Server. It's just the way that package is able to scale. And we need to differentiate that.
I think there's a problem of trivializing user experience. You put this thing together and expect users to have a good time with it. And the part of the 75 CMS, I mean, just hear yourself saying 75 CMS, open CMS. It's just like there are too many and none of it is good. That's what it sounds like. So, but, you know, we are not really addressing user experience in a deep way, and I think that's a problem I see. If there are that many people, that many solutions, that means that each one of these areas that they built a CMS for may have a unique process, and we haven't really gone in there. I mean, you go and feature for feature, and you make a hierarchy of CMS that's good for this or that. It's a good start, but you really need some people who work with users' process, users' experience, and what are they trying to do, whether it's a publishing or advertising. There are a lot of issues that the developers tend to trivialize. And why is it so difficult to get into, say, OpenACS or Zope? It's because there are a lot of pretty heavy lifting you have to do to solve problems or workflow, trigger, events. There are a lot of different aspects of it. And we haven't really created that kind of in-depth matrix of feature / user experience and process handling.
So, you know, it's a bit funny that it's me who's talking about that, but I would like to add another angle to a problem of documents and of documentation and 75 or 550 CMSs. What I think we need, aside from better documentation, is some external taxonomy that will help CMS also to find out their place in this 500 CMS systems. And why not we, like Bob, building this taxonomy or building it collaboratively so that we can see it shouldn't be like something like this is PHP, this is Perl, this is blogging, this is a wiki, this is whatever. It should be something more complex so that it is goes way up or way down from the very bottom level and goes down to what is essentially a user documentation of CMS.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm not a developer. I'm more on the user side, although I do work with a technical team to implement solutions. And I think that we need to be careful. I'm sort of hearing you guys be really hard on yourself about, well, we're not there and you have to think about the user. Well, I think that there are a lot of things that still need to be sorted out. There are issues of business process that can't be solved at the software level, that have to be solved at the organizational level, the one that's looking to implement the solution. So when we're talking about, I think that the best parallel for where I think we might be going was the Apache, the idea that you sort of have a framework on which you can, with which you can sort of associate modules. I'm bigger than modules, but you can associate kind of applications that can interrelate. Because every organization is going to have different workflows, different business processes, different priorities, different things that they're looking to organize. And as, you know, if we think 75 content management systems is a lot, I mean, there are way more than 75 business models out there in the workplace. So I think it's all right. I certainly don't think it sounds like too much, especially at this point, when we're just starting to figure out what are the underlying pieces. And let's not disregard the user, but let's also not think that we are going to solve problems that actually live outside.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. We'll take a couple more comments on this thread.
Yes. I think most of us here are open source developers, and what I'm actually looking for are open user interface designers, because developers aren't user interface designers. And I know that a lot of developers kind of sneer upon web designers, and we often don't like to talk to them, and maybe we should invite them and sit together and work on improving our user interfaces, because that's obviously something we don't like to do, and there are specialists who do that. The question is, can we find people who are willing to do that for open source projects?
We'll have three more final comments on this thread.
Hi, Stephen Ginn with Crampy again. I just wanted to give sort of a different slant to this. As a CMS vendor, we actually have a little bit of a bigger problem in that we're competing with 500 other vendors, so I can kind of sympathize with the 75 open source solutions. One of the biggest problems that we have is, if you have 75 solutions, who here knows every 75 solution? Who here has even bothered to look through all 75? I've actually looked through 30 to see, because from a competitive standpoint, it's interesting to me. And I'm a competitor, I'm a vendor, I need to know this stuff, and I only got halfway through all the packages. So if you're a new user, especially a non-technical one, trying to find a good package to use, for God's sake, you're not going to look through 75. Thanks.
I'll try again. I think the terminology is extremely difficult. And among yourselves, you're using variable technology, variable terms. I think if somebody gets the terms right, we could start to know what we're talking about. For me, that's been a difficult problem, personally, as I've not been in this world particularly. I think if you had a few projects that did a very good workflow system, okay, then you'd have a good or several good workflows, so that you wouldn't develop 75 average to poor workflows. Now, it happens my company's bought a big, professional, wonderful workflow system. But we bought it. But we were happy to buy it. There'll be plenty of need for consultants to implement it, because the lady said there is an organizational issue of how you design your workflows. Each enterprise is different. So I would argue in favor of having a few good CMS systems. I would argue in favor of perhaps extending Oscom's view more to the document management side of things. Because of all the documents that you have to manage at home, you know, you might have written a will, you might have the birth certificate of your kids, you might have all sorts of things you want to keep and manage at home at the very smallest family level, which are applicable, they can be scaled up to the biggest enterprise. So there's plenty of scope for using large modules. That's what I was trying to say earlier on. And I think document management is not properly well addressed. I think that content management is extremely well addressed, but it's fashionable, or it's exciting at the moment, to do the website, because that's where everything is happening. And I understand the extraordinary satisfaction of creating a program, designing it and getting it working. There's a wonderful moment when you get things working like that. And I think also there is confusion between CMS and portals. You know, perhaps one group could work and develop a decent portal that would compete with Oracle's portal and all the business portals.
Last point on this thread.
I actually just wanted to respond to the question before. As someone who's done both design and a significant number of usability studies, I encourage you to find designers who are willing to work on open source projects, to look for them. I suspect you'll find that the hard part is that designers make a lot less money than you folks, and so they don't have much free time to give to these projects. But, you know, that also means that if you have a little bit of money, you can hire them pretty easily. So, and the same goes for usability folks. You know, there are a lot of us out there now, and most of us that used to work there are not doing it anymore because there's no money in it. Huh. On the corporate side either. So,
okay, does anybody have another thread? This one went really well. Any other threads to talk about?
Hi, I'm Alan Trick, Principia College, and this isn't a new thread, but I just wanted to squeeze this in. I'm a user. I'm here just to shop for a CMS. I bought one, a proprietary one, 2 years ago, and the company went out of business. So a CMS developer friend of mine recommended this conference to me, and that's why I'm here. And I thought by having three tutorials on the big ones, I could pick one of those. So I just wanted to add that I am sort of here, not like all the developers, and it has been useful to me, so I hope that OSCOMs continue for that reason, because I don't have time to look at 75 of them myself either.
Okay, any other threads? Any other topics?
How do we stop trying to catch up with Oracle, and what can we achieve from them?
Okay.
I think we were discussing earlier whether things like...
So the point is, how can we leapfrog instead of catch up?
Exactly. We were discussing earlier whether an approach like Tringle or having a very good integration with tools like OpenOffice may allow maybe unique opportunities for open source content management systems to leapfrog commercial content management systems in ways that proprietary products can never catch up to that or will be in severe disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably many other aspects for us as working with government and foundations.
Right.
But there's plenty of opportunity.
I humbly suggest that is a good topic to close on and to carry on the mailing list and promote the idea that OSCOM keeps going after we leave, because there are very important things that need to get done tonight, like meeting at a brew house. And so what's that? Well, we'll turn it over to Michael to get us on the way to getting wrapped up.
Okay. Well, I want to take a picture. This is going to be OSCOM and me. Just let me see. Wait, you have to get over there. Oh, you probably didn't hear the sound.
Well, anyway.
Well, I really want to thank you for being here today and the last three couple of days. And I have to say, I really appreciate it very much. Enjoyed the keynote of Chun Udall in the morning, because I very much agree that content management systems should be very neat, and the primary school or even kindergarten would be perfect for that. So thanks again for being here, and hopefully see you, I don't know, whenever, maybe at a sprint or a boot camp or next conference, probably in Europe. I don't know yet. So, thank you.